This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An eighth worker at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley died yesterday from COVID-19. The union says she had worked there for 12 years. The company offers free testing to all employees but does not require it. Governor Polis got tested today for COVID-19.
That's it. Very simple. Takes 10 seconds. Feels like a little tickle. And if you have symptoms, we want you to get tested, and we might be able to identify outbreaks earlier and prevent them from getting worse.
Polis says Colorado can offer free testing to everyone with flu-like symptoms, as well as healthcare workers and people who interact with the public. They'll get results in a day or two. Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter's bill to give legal cannabis businesses access to financial services is finding new life as part of a House coronavirus relief package. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The standalone bill has stalled in the Senate, but Perlmutter also got the measure included in the HEROES Act. Perlmutter says the Safe Banking Act addresses a relevant public health concern.
The increased health risk of spreading COVID-19 on banknotes and coins.
Many legal marijuana businesses can't access financial services or conduct credit card transactions, but the proposal still faces a major hurdle in the Senate. Senator Mike Crapo, chair of the Banking Committee, who wants changes to the measure.
I don't think negotiating appropriate revisions to the bill is very doable in the context of the coronavirus legislation.
He thinks the safe banking legislation should be negotiated independently. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR.